and thank you for joining us on Cholangio Heroes, a video podcast produced by the Cholangiocarcinoma Foundation. I'm Jennifer Weaver. I'm the Director of Communications for the Foundation, and I'll be hosting this episode with special guest Claire Condrey, who is our volunteer coordinator. Hey, thanks for joining us, Claire.
Hey, yeah, absolutely. Good to see you.
It's great to see you, and I'm really excited about the topic because it's all about volunteerism.
Yeah.
So can you tell me a little bit actually about your background? Because you actually have worked with volunteers for quite a bit of your career.
Yes. This is the first time I've gotten to work for a non-ministry related nonprofit. So I'm enjoying stepping into this role. I started back in January of this year. And before that, I spent my entire career in ministry. I've worked in youth ministry and could not survive without volunteers. My last position was pretty extensive, and I got to work with two different large volunteer groups. And I loved having the opportunity to learn from other people. You know, so many of us in our roles, we are very focused in one specific area, but working with volunteers, I get to meet all kinds of people. I get to learn all kinds of things. Like just last week, I learned more about wildflower fires in California before I learned about snakes, like just all kinds of fun little tidbits I get to collect from meeting so many people. But yeah, and so I started in January for the foundation, and I'm excited to take what I have learned and apply it to helping the community of cholangiocarcinoma.
Well, and we have a pretty amazing community, and there are so many opportunities to give of your time and talents and knowledge and skills. And so now that you've been with the foundation for what, not even 8 months, but still, I think you're really in tune to what our needs are. Can you share with what needs we have that volunteers can help fill?
Sure. I mean, I think the biggest thing, though, is to know that we can dream your role, right? So volunteers are not limited. Yes, we have specific needs. Yes, there are things that might be easily lined out, like you can help support administrative roles. You can help with research advocacy. You can be a mentor, which is a huge contribution. But maybe you also have just this very specific skill set. You can tell me about it, and we can figure out how we can use that with the foundation. So it's yes, there are things you can just jump right into, but also I'm happy to visit with any folks that are interested in volunteering to learn more about what it is that you are good at so that we can see how that can benefit the work the foundation is doing.
So does somebody have to be connected to the disease or some way, or can anybody volunteer?
Anybody can volunteer. So if you have a passion, if you have a desire to help somebody else's journey, help somebody else's experience, then we need you, right? There's no way that we can do all of the things that need to be done, right? We need to care for people. We need to find answers. We need to connect with doctors and different agencies. And so we need a broad array of skills. It is not required that you have a personal connection to cholangiocarcinoma. Before I started this job, I didn't. I came in as an outsider. I feel like every time I get to visit with a volunteer, I'm making my personal connections now. And you don't have to be the direct caregiver. Maybe it's your best friend. Maybe it's a family member, but it's a cousin and you don't feel quite as close because you're several states away or something like that. There are no rules on how close you have to be able to say you are in proximity to somebody. So just come have a conversation with me and we can get you plugged in.
So what does a person have to do? So I want to volunteer. What is my first step? What do I need to do?
Okay, so there is a volunteer application that you can find really easily on our website by following the volunteer page. And you can start there by filling it out. It's going to ask you some general questions. We just want to get to know you better so that I can come to you with information. I want to use your time wisely. We do have a training module that takes you through our website so you can be familiar with everything. And there is a background check that's performed for everybody that gets involved. Now, those are the three steps, but we can go in any order. So if you see it and you're like, you know what? I'm more of a verbal processor. I need to have a conversation before I start all these steps. That's no problem. I'm glad to go ahead and set up a Zoom with you so that we can visit. And then you can go through that process there. So it's honestly, however you want to get started, the simplest thing, just reach out to me.
Is there an age requirement? Do you have to be a certain age?
You do not. We actually have a minor that's in the works right now. So if you're wanting to get involved, then just let me know and we'll figure out the right fit for you. You know, there's a lot of things that younger people, I hope nobody minds, but might be better at than we are, right? Like I get on Facebook and they change the format and I don't know what's happening anymore. So younger people that can help us really be in tune with the more creative ways of getting involved through social media would be great. Younger people that have maybe some neat experiences through your extracurriculars at high school that you could help us develop what we're doing based off of your unique experiences. Like we are ready for you.
Oh, that's wonderful. I didn't even realize that we were allowing minors, but I think that what you just said is the opportunities are endless. Mm-hmm. That volunteering basically can be catered to your desires or your strengths. And so I'm wondering if you can share just maybe a couple of stories of volunteers who just reached out to you and said, I don't know what I want to do. And after you talked to them, maybe you found a good fit for them and what the result was from that.
Sure. Okay, so let me think. Well, one that I'm really excited about is a gal I got to visit with just a couple weeks ago that's in Canada. And I personally really enjoyed having the opportunity to learn the difference in seeking care in Canada versus the US. And I mean, it's just a different journey wherever you are. But she has worked in development and fundraising. And so, you know, and I don't speak that language, quite honestly, but we have staff members that do. So I have gotten to connect her with one of our staff members, and I visited with Julia. I think you're going to have a podcast with her. Maybe you already did, but coming up soon. Yes. And so Julie just rattles off all these things that I don't understand, but has already got her brain going of this is great because not only do we have somebody interested in development, but they're in Canada. So they understand the laws there. And I was like, I didn't know that that was a component. So they are actually going to meet tomorrow. And it's just so great that here we have these specific skills and we have somebody that we can match you with to meet those. You know, another one recently, folks may have gotten some signatures from cards from a Google Serve team. And that's actually somebody who hadn't previously been connected with our foundation, but mm-hmm. her family has experienced a loss through cholangiocarcinoma and she wanted to give back and she works for Google and they have a program called Google Serve where in June they have their employees support nonprofits. And so she got with us and it was completely virtual and lots of different people all over the country. So we really had to brainstorm to come up with a way where they could support the community. And we did. And we came up with a creative way and they're hoping to get plugged in next year too. So like I said, you just tell us what you're interested in and maybe it'll take a little minute for us to think, but we will find the right fit.
Well, and with that, there's not like a set requirement of hours. We're not, you know, it seems like to me that, you know, if you can only give an hour a month, we'll figure it out for you or with you.
Absolutely. Right. Because, you know, the thing is something maybe that I do for an hour, but it's not my skills. If you do it, it's your skills and you do it for an hour. I mean, that's worth so much. And that's adding so much depth to something that's already in place. So, yeah, I mean, when you come to it, that's the thing is just to be able to know this is what I'm thinking. This is how long I'm thinking. We'll ask you those questions, but there's no right answer.
You know, it's interesting too, because that the time that somebody dedicates is still worth a numerical amount as far as money. I can't remember the exact amount, but it seems like a volunteer hour now is the equivalent of about $23 an hour. It seems like that. And so being able to say that all of this work has, you know, equated to this amount of money contribution. I mean, it's in the hundreds of thousands of dollars with our volunteers, right? Absolutely. How many volunteers do we have active right now? Do you know?
we're still kind of tailoring that down because we've got our mentor group, we've got our advocacy group. Mm. I can tell you that when I sent out the last hour survey, it went out to about 200 people. But then it's just like you said, that might be somebody who's able to volunteer an hour a year. That's fantastic. Like an hour a month, we're ready for you. And then it's also people who are volunteering 20 hours a week. So that's a little all over the place, but that's my last email was to about 200.
Well, that's nice. 200 volunteers for the foundation makes a significant difference. Is there anything else that you would just want to end on to with our community and those who are listening as well as watching on Frontliners TV?
I would say just don't hesitate to ask questions, right? Once a month, I get to interview a volunteer of the month. And I always ask them, like, what's something that you would tell a volunteer, like somebody who's interested in volunteering, but they're not quite sure yet. And the thing I keep hearing is just do it, right? Just get plugged in. And if we get you started on something and you think, well, that wasn't quite the right fit for me, that's why we're here. You know, let's have a conversation. Let's see what might be the right fit. Or if we get you started on something and you have an idea to make it grow, then that's fantastic. And wherever you are, if you have a lot of time, if you don't have a lot of time right now, if you have a lot of energy, if you don't have a lot of energy, we will find the right fit for you. So just don't hesitate to start asking those questions. I'd be happy to meet with you. It's my favorite thing to get to meet with the volunteers. So I look forward to connecting with anybody who has even just a little bit of glimmer of interest and wants to know more.
Well, the nice thing is that you stay in contact. You have a volunteer newsletter and you highlight a volunteer of the month. And so our volunteers are recognized, you know. And so if somebody wants to stay anonymous, they can. But we also give a spotlight so that their efforts are recognized because it is so important. It makes the foundation function. I mean, our staff is so limited. We couldn't get where we're at without volunteers.
Right. And I think when we get to hear those stories of our volunteers, it adds a level of energy, adds some hope. And this can be incredibly isolating. So maybe you're reading about somebody who is, I don't know, hundreds of miles away from you, but you find a similarity with them. So getting to have that moment to connect, even though it's not face-to-face, is worth so much.
And I like that you said that because you even mentioned you had a volunteer from Canada. So we're not necessarily limited to the United States. This is kind of open since the foundation is a global foundation. So thank you so much for talking with me and talking about volunteerism, particularly with the foundation. I think that if anybody would like to find out more and to volunteer, Claire's your girl. You can find her on our website at cholangiocarcinoma.org. We've also simplified that for you because cholangiocarcinoma, I even have a hard time saying it. So you can also find us at curecc.org. Click on the Get Involved tab and it'll take you to the opportunity for you to volunteer. Thanks again, Claire. It's wonderful to see you and hear from you.
Thank you. You have a good one.
You too. Thanks again, everyone, for joining us, and join us again next week for a new episode of Cholangio Heroes. Bye now.